is beautifully written in the today's first reading and gospel, that Jesus dying to bring everyone to the family. And it was a beautiful image that it might help us to see a house. You know, just imagine your home. Your father is saying, I am bringing all of my children to this house. So what will happen? All the children come into the one house. They will start to talk. They will get to know. They will get close to one another, as well as they have differences. You know, little bit reaction here and there. But father is always there as a household, as a father of the house. So today he's saying, Jesus died to bring everyone to the home, his eternal home. And he gave the access to that home that we can come in and stay with the Father, get to know one another, being loved by God, and enjoy that eternity. So the question is, we need to ask, am I at home? Or am I still far away? Am I feeling that, yes, I'm close to my Father's heart? I can feel the heartbeat. I'm loved by God, and I love my neighbors. Because when we come to the house, so everyone around us is our brothers and sisters. That's the community. Am I feeling that I'm worthy to be in the community? Or am I looking after my community? So today he's inviting us just to reflect, am I the Father's house, feeling loved? Because he died, bring us to the Father's house and to look after one another. So my friend, let us come to the Father's heart. And today especially, let's pray that we may always come to the Father's heart. Not only us, just bring others. That's why we need a community, right? When we gather, this is the one house, worshiping one true God. That's why we have the breakfast today, to look after one another, to get to know one another, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's what Jesus said. In the Gospel, God said, I'm their God and they are my people. And today Jesus is saying, I'm your God, you are my daughter, my son.